الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. Extremely great bounty and favor upon us. Allah Ta'ala allowed us to witness this Mubarak month of Ramadan thus far. May Allah Ta'ala keep us present to see the rest of this Mubarak month and enable us to attain what this month is all about. One is to be present, but the other is to take what it's meant for. And Allah forbid if we are present but fail to take what it is meant for, then that is a very great disaster. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, he entered the masjid, well-known Hadith Sharif, stood on the first step of the minbar and said, Ameen, then the second step, Ameen, and then the third step, Ameen. And then he came down, the Sahaba Ikram inquired that this is something we didn't experience before, we didn't witness something like this before. So what is the meaning of this? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that on each occasion that he said Ameen, there was a dua or a curse rather of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam which he said Ameen to. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam invoked a curse and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to it. And in one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I was told to say Ameen. So now the details that surround this are a very important aspect to reflect on, that it is the Mubarak place of the Masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from that also the Mubarak place of the Mimbar, and then it is the greatest of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, who is invoking the curse, and the greatest of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala who is saying Ameen to it. So what doubt can there be in this matter that this will happen as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining? So on one of the three occasions, one was that may that person be destroyed, that in whose presence my name is taken but fails to recite durood upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then may that person be destroyed whose parents, one or both of them, reach old age in his presence and he failed to gain Jannat through service to them. And the third aspect was that may that person be destroyed who the month of Ramadan came and he failed to gain his forgiveness. Because the time was just whiled away. Despite it being such a Mubarak time, the month of Ramadan, such an auspicious moment, such great nights, but yet the time was spent in something futile, Allah forbid in haram, still the watching of filth didn't stop, still other sins weren't removed from a person's life, and as a result, despite this entire month passing, the person didn't gain his forgiveness. This is such a major issue that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is making this baddu'a and invoking this curse, and Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying Ameen to it. So we obviously have to save ourselves from that. We have to save ourselves from falling into this destruction. So for that, we have to use this time very, very carefully. Those of us who Allah Ta'ala has afforded the additional great bounty and benefit, very, very great ni'mat and favor of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala allowed us to come into His house and allowed us to come and make i'tikaf. So this is not our doing. This is not anything we deserved. It's Allah Ta'ala's house, and we were not deserving of being here or to come and spend the time in the house of Allah Ta'ala. But it's purely Allah Ta'ala's grace, His favor, His mercy. So now that we have been afforded this opportunity, so on the one hand, it's a very, very great blessing. But as great as a blessing is, that's how sensitive it is also. A very great blessing, it's also equally sensitive. So in any case, tonight just a little bit of some general advice, mainly for those who are, alhamdulillah, in i'tikaf, but this is equally applicable to one and all. So those of us who have been given this very great bounty and this opportunity and this blessing from Allah Ta'ala, so the first most important aspect is, what is our niyat? One is obviously when we started off the i'tikaf, we made niyat of i'tikaf. That is what brought us into i'tikaf. Without the niyat, the i'tikaf won't start, we'll just be in the masjid. So alhamdulillah, we reminded ourselves of that before Maghrib Salah, and we formally made the niyat and came into i'tikaf. So alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, we are now mu'takif. But what is our purpose of making i'tikaf? So one is, mashallah, the very great virtue and reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very, very punctual on this i'tikaf. From the time he made hijrat to Madina Munawwara, he performed this i'tikaf without break. And on one occasion, when he could not make it for some reason or the other, the following year, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made i'tikaf of 20 days, to so to say, cover up for the past year. So that is the degree of importance that it was given. And this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such great importance to it, that he never missed out besides on one occasion, right through till the end, till his Mubarak life. So, one very fundamental niyat is to fulfill the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in emulation of his Mubarak sunnah, I also want to do, make this i'tikaf and gain the rewards of this i'tikaf and the rewards of following this Mubarak sunnah. Then, one is the sawab and reward, mashallah, even if a person didn't even intend that, the fact that he's in i'tikaf, he'll get the reward for it. A person has made niyat of i'tikaf, obviously for the sawab, for the reward. He understands there's very great virtues in this, very great rewards in it. So therefore he is now eager to undertake the i'tikaf, spend this time away from his home, from his family, from his work, from all his occupations, all the engagements out there. All these things were left behind. And a person came and secluded himself in the house of Allah Ta'ala under great restrictions. And willingly, outside he was free to go where he wanted, move around and relax in his home, do whatever his work is, etc. And now he left all that behind and came and confined himself in the house of Allah Ta'ala, willingly, wholeheartedly. So obviously he's come for the sawab and reward, but we should not confine our niyat to that alone. That will come inshallah. If a person is sincere, what he's undertaking is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala alone. There's no ulterior motive. There's no worldly incentive that he's looking at. It's purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then he'll get the reward. But together with this, this is a time to undertake seclusion with Allah Ta'ala. And that is what i'tikaf is all about. That is the spirit of i'tikaf. I'tikaf means to restrict oneself, seclude oneself. Now, mashallah, one is we have come, we have secluded ourselves within the boundaries of the masjid. So physically, we are secluded in that sense. But just as we have come and secluded ourselves from the outside world, and we've now confined ourselves into the house of Allah Ta'ala, now more important is that while in the house of Allah Ta'ala, we remain secluded with Allah Ta'ala. And if a person has come in the house of Allah Ta'ala, he's confined within the boundaries of the masjid, but even in the house of Allah Ta'ala, he's still completely connected to everything out there. And in this time and age with the phone, everything carries on. And then in the masjid also, he is constantly in some discussion here, there, making acquaintances, finding out who's from where, and what this person is doing, and what that person is doing, and all the other details of every person he wants to know. So then the seclusion, the purpose is, has been defeated, the spirit of i'tikaf has been lost. And Allah forbid, when finally the month of Ramadan will pass, the i'tikaf will be over, let alone take anything along, Allah forbid, we might even lose what we had. Because in the process of those idle conversations, in the process of that just general talk and just whiling our time in all that, Allah knows best where that ghibat started, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, where somebody was being belittled in the house of Allah Ta'ala, where worldly talk started off in the masjid, and how all these things will just get into that conversation in some way or the other. Number one, the time got wasted. Number two, if it was not haram, then it was still futile. And futile is not that it's not a benefit nor a loss. That's a misconception. It's a misconception that something futile is neither a benefit nor a loss. The fact that that futility took the time away from something productive and something very productive. That tonight, for example, could, Allah knows best, could be Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr greater than 1,000 months, meaning this one night's ibadat, if somebody, Allah has blessed him with this, that it became Laylatul Qadr, it was Laylatul Qadr, and he had the opportunity to engage himself in ibadat for the one night, greater than 1,000 months. So this one night's ibadat is like a person has made ibadat for 1,000 months and more. So now that futility took that benefit away, got involved in all other idle conversation, and the time passed, and then now in the house of Allah Ta'ala, the person is still busy on his phone, whatever else. So we lost that benefit, we lost that spirit of i'tikaf. Let alone take something along, we might lose what we came with. So therefore, the niyat one is that we've come for i'tikaf, we come for the reward and the benefit of it. We've come to seclude ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. And to acquire what in the seclusion? The niyat is to acquire the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And to connect ourselves to Him. This is a ongoing experience we have in day-to-day life, that we want to connect something somewhere, we'll have to make sure it's disconnected from elsewhere. Person wants to connect something, so first, if it's connected elsewhere, you have to disconnect it from there. Then you'll be able to connect it to something else. Now we want to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, we'll have to disconnect from the dunya for this period of time that we have given to Allah Ta'ala. Disconnect from the dunya, seclude ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, engage ourselves in those a'mal that will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. We need to rest, we'll rest. It's time to eat, we will eat. Whatever our needs are, we'll fulfill that. But then we seclude ourselves with Allah Ta'ala in a'mal that will bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Then inshallah, by the time this i'tikaf is over, the month of Ramadan has passed, we will leave with a different heart. And that is the crucial thing. The month of Ramadan has come, mashallah, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's fazal karam, the very barakat of this Mubarak month, the atmosphere of Ramadan itself, it makes it so easy for a person to engage in amal, to do more than he would normally have ever done. So mashallah, that is alhamdulillah the barakat of this month. But that won't continue in that manner after Ramadan. Some things we cannot take past Ramadan. The fard fast, nafil fast can carry on after Ramadan. But the fard fast is only in Ramadan. We can't take that outside. The Taraweeh Salah is in Ramadan alone. And likewise, the special barakah and blessings of Ramadan is in Ramadan alone. That won't come after Ramadan. But we have to take something along after Ramadan. From Ramadan, we have to keep it with and take it along. That is what we have to start off by acquiring in this Mubarak month. Then we can take it along. And that is what will count later. Taraweeh Salah is not going to come along with us after Ramadan. And neither the Fard fast. So somebody, mashallah, Allah will give him tawfiq. Maybe he is very punctual on keeping fast on Mondays and Thursdays as a Sunnah fast. He's keeping fast on the Ayyamul Bid, the 13th, 14th and 15th of the lunar month. This was a Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Mashallah, excellent. But the Fard fast is over. But the taqwa that Allah gave us this month for, that has to carry on. And it is the taqwa that will make him perform his 5 times salah after Ramadan as well. And it is the taqwa that will bring him to the masjid after Ramadan also. So if he only made ibadat for the month of Ramadan, when the month of Ramadan is over, he'll be somewhere else also. If he only stopped sin for the month of Ramadan on one, from one angle, alhamdulillah, he respected the Mubarak month. So on that note, we'll still say alhamdulillah, that he respected the Mubarak month, inshallah, with the barakat of that, Allah give him tawfiq to stop forever. But if that was his intention, then there's a very big risk that as soon as the month of Ramadan is over, he'll be back headlong into all the evils. So what is crucial is to acquire taqwa in this Mubarak month. That is what will take him along. That the same zeal that he had in the month of Ramadan to stay away from haram, the taqwa will stop him after Ramadan as well. The same zeal with which he came 5 times a day into the masjid in Ramadan, taqwa will bring him after Ramadan also. And that is what we have to acquire. This connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this taqwa. So now that requires that we, especially every person, whether we are in itikaf or not, to now conduct ourselves in such a way to keep ourselves engaged in such a manner that truly brings us close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that inculcates this taqwa in our hearts. And especially those of us who have been afforded this very great bounty and blessing of itikaf, we need to now use every moment in a way that really connects us to Allah ta'ala, builds this taqwa in our hearts, and so that the spirit can continue after Ramadan as well. If there's any gaps in front of us, just fill those gaps so it makes it easy for those who are coming in the back. So this is the entire purpose of this Mubarak month of Ramadan and this special bounty of itikaf. So this niyat, the niyat of gaining the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala, the niyat of making our islah. We could have been making itikaf in some place and secluding ourselves in some masjid. Alhamdulillah, we would have still gained the reward of that. We chose to be in a place where there's an itikaf program as such. So that is not just to occupy the time. That now, well, we're all in the same place at the same time, and now we've got to be here 24 hours for the day, for 10 days. So how do we spend the time? So now to occupy the time with something, well, have some programs here and there. No, the purpose of the programs is not to occupy time. And therefore, the niyat with which we participate in every program, whether it is some ta'aleem that's taking place, whether whatever it might be, that is what's going to determine of what we take from it. We might take some knowledge, alhamdulillah, that too is great, that we took some knowledge, make niyat of that also, that we'll learn something in deen. But if you make the niyat that I've come for my islah, I've come to rectify myself, I've come to cleanse my heart and inculcate the correct qualities in my heart, remove all the base qualities, I want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, I want to make my islah, if that is the niyat, and that is the niyat with which we then participate in the programs, then inshallah Allah is the giver. Doesn't come from anywhere else. Allahu yuzakki man yasha. Walawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada. Allah is the muzakki. Allah is the one who makes the tazkiyah. The giver is Allah alone. But Allah Ta'ala grants on the talab, on this, the extent of a person seeking, how much he's wanting it, and what is his intention. His intention and his talab. He wants it? Yes, he wants it. What he came for, he's got a particular intention. But then how much he wants it? What is his extent of talab? His search, his seeking it. To that extent, Allah is the giver. And no matter, sometimes even if it might be some very simple, it might be a person is participating in the talim in his masjid after Isha, for example, but he's seated there with that right intention, with that right talab, that can become a means of taking him to another height. So that intention, that we've come for our Islam, we want to make our Islam, we want to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Then while in this Mubarak time of Ramadan in general, and especially in i'tikaf, if this is the intention that I've come for my Islam, then it needs time to reflect. We have all the time available to ourselves. And especially if we, mashallah, have secluded ourselves in reality, and that requires just as a footnote on it, but not just as a footnote. In fact, this is like a headline. There's an ajeeb footnote, that this footnote deserves to be a headline. If we truly want to seclude ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, then we will have to switch ourselves off and disconnect ourselves off from all our devices. So we have brought some phone along, whatever else. There's an absolute necessity to just, for some necessary message or something, understood, the best favor we will do ourselves is to keep it completely switched off. That will be the greatest favor we'll do ourselves. And that will also tell us to what extent we are addicted to these things, that if that becomes very difficult, simply because we can't have it on, not because of anything else, not because of there's some possibility of some emergency or whatever. That emergency, we'll get to know about it. Allah save us from all such situations. But there's such a restlessness now that this is switched off, then there's a real problem. And this is a time to solve the problem. That we keep it off for the 10 days, inshallah we'll get past this issue. It will break past this addiction. So this is a great opportunity for that as well. And many a person, if we truly do an assessment of ourselves, then we will find that our hearts will admit, istafti qalbak. Nabi Kareem says, the greatest mufti is your heart, provided you have the knowledge also. But the greatest mufti is your heart. Otherwise the jahil also, his heart, if he starts asking his heart will give some jahil fatwas. But in many things, every person's heart will testify correctly. Many things, a person doesn't need to ask anybody else. He wants to know whether he's addicted to his phone or not, his heart will testify. If he's true to himself, his heart will tell him, yes you are. Why? It'll give him the reasons also. So in any case, this is an opportunity to break off from that, to break away from this. Yes, there's a lot of halat in the ummah, and we should be very concerned about it. It's part of the dictates of iman. But while we are here, we'll still, something will filter through, but even if it doesn't, and that will be a good thing for us if it doesn't, the details don't filter to us, but we know what's going on. And therefore, we should be earnestly engaging ourselves in dua for the ummah, in amal, etc. That is what will truly benefit those who are in the difficult circumstances, whether it's the people of Gaza, whether it's the people in any other part of the world. That amal that somebody will do, that few minutes he raised his hands and made dua, the two rakats, nafil he made, many a times, if a person counts the amount of time spent in just the news, he didn't even spend 1/10 of the time in dua. So he spent maybe sometimes hours in that news, he didn't spend 1/10 of the time in dua. What he benefited anybody? Now is the time to really make something good and to be of real use and benefit to others, to the ummah at large as well. This is what is in our capacity to do, and it's a very, very great benefit. We can't fathom how and where, but that benefit reaches. But we are too busy in just knowing what's going on, we're too busy to do anything positive. So giving some sadaqah on behalf of the afflicted people, making dua for them, engaging in some amal before that dua, some salatul haja, some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, that is truly going to benefit. So in any case, this is the time now to connect ourselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we're talking about that our niyat, we've come for our islah, we've come to correct ourselves. So in this, we have all the time available to reflect. This is a very important aspect to reflect. This is a time to ponder, look within ourselves. When out there we're looking around the whole world, now Allah ta'ala gave us the opportunity to confine ourselves in His house and to restrict ourselves within the boundaries of the masjid. So now that we are here, we can't look around the whole world, and inshallah we have shut all those devices to keep ourselves out of the world. So now look deep down within ourselves. Look deep down in our hearts. What is in my heart? What are the things lurking in there? Or the good things that are supposed to be there, how much of it is there? Is that taqwa there? Is that tawazu and humility there? Is that compassion and kindness in that heart? Is that jazba and that zeal for forgiveness which should be in the heart of a mu'min? How much of that do I have in my heart? Is that passion for ibadat in my heart? The month of Ramadan, 2/3 have gone, and this was supposed to have given us such a boost. What degree of the passion for ibadat that I am willing and wanting to now stand up in front of Allah Ta'ala, make a few extra rakats, spend my time correctly, rather than being sitting around somewhere and engaging in some idle conversations and some whatever else, or wasting time on my phone. How much of that has come into me? And again, likewise, all the negative things. What is lurking in my heart? These things that we will detect, but there's jealousy in my heart, this very, very detrimental aspect of jealousy. What a terrible deed, what a terrible aspect. Then pride, malice, and all the other evils of the heart. I need to look deep down in my heart to see what's there. And if we look into our hearts, we'll find it. If something is there, we'll find it. Very easily we'll find it. So now we have been secluded from the house, from the outside world. Allah Ta'ala brought us into His house. Let's use this time to look deep down within ourselves. Right now we don't worry about anybody else. Yes, we worry about everybody else by means of dua. We make dua for everybody. We worry about everybody else as part of the dictates of iman, that we must be concerned for the whole ummah. But while we are here now, that concern will be channeled through dua, through amal, through sadaqah. But apart from that, now we look deep down into ourselves, try to detect our faults. And then when we are searching for solutions to our issues, Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. In the course of some discussion, in the course of some ta'aleem, in the course of... that might be not even the topic sometimes. Allah will give us our solutions if we are searching for it. The giver is Allah Ta'ala. Comes from nowhere else. So this is the zeal with which we are to now engage ourselves in this Mubarak time that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us. So one is these intentions. Then together with that, a lot of shukr. Great amount of shukr and gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this extremely great bounty of Ramadan itself. Every one of us is to be making great amount of shukr for this. And then especially in the month of Ramadan, this opportunity to be in i'tikaf, a lot of shukr. At least once a day, if we're making 2 rakats nafil with the niyat of shukr, making dua, express this too will take us closer to Allah Ta'ala, and inshallah it will open the door for more opportunities in the future. Part of the shukr, and a very important part of the shukr, is that how we then utilize this ni'mat of i'tikaf. So one is this verbal shukr, mashallah, that too is required. But the reality of that shukr will be how we're using the time then. Is that time being used in the way that we are really getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, or is being whiled away? So that is the crucial part of shukr, the practical shukr, that time is used correctly. And part of that was, as mentioned, to use the time correctly, we seclude ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. So we don't get into any idle conversations. The Shaykhul Hadith Ma'a Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, it used to be a standard thing in every i'tikaf, then somebody would give a bayan, or he himself in the days when he used to be well, and he would, as a standard advice, he would then say that whatever amount you want to sleep, sleep. Now somebody might take it as a license to sleep 24 hours. Well, generally that shouldn't be possible. But nowadays many impossible things become possible. So, but the point is that the average person, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, how much more is a person going to sleep? 9 hours, that would be too much. So in other words, there's an automatic limit to it. So you want to sleep, sleep. That sleeping person too, provided now he's the person who's sleeping, so he's sleeping in the sunnah manner, he's getting rewarded for that too. And while he's sleeping, he's away from many sins. He's not engaging in any ghibat at that time, he's not engaging in so many haram. So he's too safe. So in any case, he's to say, sleep as much as you want to sleep. Eat as much as you want to eat. As it is, the eating time is limited. And how much can a person after all eat? So in other words, these things have an automatic limit. There is a limit where he himself will say, no, I can't go past this. But he says, one thing don't do is don't talk. Because that sometimes got no limit. That just, all the brake pads are all worn out, and the brake fluid has all dried up, and there's no brakes left. So now when a person starts that conversation, it just doesn't finish. And the time just gets whiled away. And hours go, and in things that have no benefit. So that no benefit is not just no benefit, it's a major loss at the same time. Because the time got wasted. So he used to emphasize this. Ek baat mat karo, baat mat karo. Ek kaam mat karo, baat mat karo. Just do this one thing. Zuban ban kar, dil khul jayega. So just keep your tongue under lock, your heart will open out. So normally, in other times and places, this is something sometimes very, very difficult for us to keep the tongue under check. Yes, we have to keep it under check from haram all the time. And even just endless conversations, that too is not a healthy thing at all. Dunya, just talk of dunya. Yes, dini talk, by all means, that is a very beneficial thing. But just talking about the whole political situation of the whole world, and talking about this, that and the other, of things that don't concern us in any way, don't benefit us, that just takes everything away. But now that we are in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, these Mubarak days of Ramadan that are left, now is a time to really just confine ourselves, just as we are confined in the boundaries of the masjid, confine our tongue also. Yes, the odd little small words we'll have, sometimes in our while eating, we'll say something, we have to be very careful that it doesn't cross any limit of deen. And it's not any worldly talk in the masjid. Any thing that is haram is out of the question. So in any case, to bring the tongue under control, seclude ourselves, so the shukr, great amount of shukr, this is part of that shukr. Then another very crucial aspect and very important aspect is adab. Especially being in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, whether we are in itikaf, whether we just come in the any masjid for that matter, in the month of Ramadan, out of Ramadan, an extremely important aspect is adab, respect. How we respect the masjid. How we respect the month of Ramadan. And especially when in itikaf now, one day, 2 days, 3 days now, we become quite relaxed. Then the masjid becomes like our home now for a while. But it's not our home, it's the house of Allah Ta'ala. And it has its very great honor and respect that is necessary at all times. So, we have to keep reminding one another that we are in the house of Allah Ta'ala. How we keep the house of Allah Ta'ala, the cleanliness of the place that we are occupying. Then our conversations, how we sit. Yes, we're going to sleep, we'll sleep now, but now a person is sitting, leaning somewhere on the pillar with his legs outstretched, sometimes facing Qibla. That's not in keeping with the etiquette of the masjid. The person has got a problem, he's seated on a chair, etc., understood. But now, the person is seated in a way that is not in keeping up with the respect of the masjid. The Quran Sharif is not being handled in a way that is keeping with the respect of the Quran Sharif. These things become major obstacles in a person's path to progress. Adab is very crucial. Adab is what takes a person ahead. And lack of adab becomes a very major obstacle. Lack of adab of the month of Ramadan, of the masjid, of the people of deen, the pious people, of the Quran Sharif, of all the things related to deen, our elders, parents, all these things have been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. So this is another very important aspect to maintain the adab, adab of the masjid, adab of the month of Ramadan, wherever we are, whether we're in i'tikaf or not in i'tikaf. And in order to make this time productive, it requires that we make some kind of program for ourselves. One is, mashallah, the programs that will take place in terms of the collective programs that we participate fully. But then there's ample time that is, as we call it, free time. But that free time doesn't mean we must be carefree. It's free time in the sense that it is not collective amal. But either we are resting, then we need to rest, we'll be resting. If it is time to eat, we'll be eating. But other than that, if we're not resting, it's not eating time, then we have some program in mind, something that where I'm going to, how I'm going to space my time, how I'm going to fit in all the various amal, what's my target of tilawat for the day, and the tasbihat, zikr, what slots of time I'm going to dedicate for dua, the nawafil, ishraq, salatul duha, then salatul awabin, at least some rakats there, the hajju that I cannot afford to miss, especially in this month of Ramadan, and especially if in the house of Allah Ta'ala in i'tikaf. So now to plan all this, to put all this in place so that we use this time correctly. And then we try to keep up to that. Sometimes the person is tired, whatever, understood. But as far as possible, we try to keep up to this. Inshallah, this is what will make this i'tikaf very productive. This is what will fill our hearts. And this is what will connect us to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And inshallah, when we leave the masjid after 10 days, 9 days, inshallah, we'll leave with a different heart, provided we use this time correctly. So this is what we need to focus on. This is what we've come for. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we use this time correctly. We appreciate this very, very great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And again, we should be reminding one another, let's not waste the time in things that are not conducive to the i'tikaf. Especially try to keep that phone completely switched off. That will be the best thing we can do. Out of necessity, we made a quick call or message, if that was really necessary, that's understood, and then switch it off again, and keep it switched off. That will be the best thing we can do. Otherwise, shaitan and nafs will try to derail us, and this is the tool that they use to the best advantage. Let us not fall into that trap. Inshallah, this will become a means of great benefit for us, for now, and for future as well. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين It is reported in the Hadith Sharif, لا إله إلا الله ليس لها حجاب دون الله. That لا إله إلا الله, there is no barrier between that لا إله إلا الله and reaching Allah Ta'ala. It goes straight to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very great bounty that Allah Ta'ala allows somebody's tongue to recite His great name and to recite the kalima. This is Allah Ta'ala's very great bounty and very special mercy. So on the one hand, we should be very grateful for this, but at the same time, together with the tongue being engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the very important aspect is to engage the heart in the zikr at the same time, that the heart is also involved in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So while the tongue is reciting La ilaha illallah, the heart is simultaneously also reciting La ilaha illallah. The tongue is reciting Allah, so the heart is simultaneously reciting Allah. And even if a person, for the sake of just enhancing this, if he's imagining that there's a tongue in the heart that's also reciting Allah, alhamdulillah, no problem with that. So to just bring that presence of mind, and together with the tongue, to engage the heart in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. When saying La ilaha, to bring to mind that all the ghayrullah, everything that's a barrier between us and Allah Ta'ala. All the things that have become obstacles in our path to getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. All the haram, all the futility, all the evils, all the illicit things, all the haram that was watched on the phones, whether it was some haram talk, anything and everything that became a barrier between us and Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha, we've taken all this and thrown it out. All this in a dirty form, very, very ugly form has been thrown out of our hearts, cleansed out of our hearts. And then illallah, there is this light that is settling in the heart, which is the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So with this thought in mind, making the zikr of la ilaha illallah, that all the ghairullah, la ilaha, all the ghairullah has been taken and thrown out of our hearts. And illallah, there is this muhabbat of Allah ta'ala that is settling in the heart in the form of a very bright light that is now enlightening the entire heart. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continue with the zikr even after Ramadan. At least 100 times a day, we should be making the zikr of la ilaha illallah very, very consciously and in dedicated time. Inshallah, this will be very, very greatly beneficial to us. Recite Durud Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर, देखो जिधर। और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल। नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह। हे मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, हे मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, हे मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर। चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह, मुझसा खल्क में कोई नहीं गो, बद किरदार नामा सिया। तू भी मगर गफ्फार है या रब, बख्श दे मेरे सारे गुनाह। अब तो रहे बस्तादा में आखिर विरदे जुबाए मेरे इला। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह। محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله. الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kathiran. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. إله العالمين يا الله. Oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your favor, Ya Allah. Only your grace, Ya Allah. Only your mercy, Ya Allah. Only your kindness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Undeserving, dirty, filthy people like us, you allowed us to come in your house, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's only your grace, Ya Allah. Your clemency, Ya Allah. Your bounty, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you brought us into your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we could not have come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, surely you wish to shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have full hope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that you brought us to shower your mercies upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak time, Ya Allah. In your house, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you and you alone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Out of your grace and mercy, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us like the day we were born, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our relatives and friends, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with all our sins, Ya Allah, with all the vices, Ya Allah, all the haram, Ya Allah, all the evils, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we've blocked your rahmat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we've blocked the rahmat coming upon us, Ya Allah, and coming upon the ummah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove all these obstacles that we have created, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, show your rahmat down, Ya Allah, show your rahmat on the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, due to our misdeeds, Ya Allah. Due to our sins and vices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've made ourselves the football of the world, Ya Allah. Being kicked from pillar to post, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us yours again, Ya Allah. Make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, you make us steadfast on deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to be fulfilling every command of yours, Ya Allah. Enable us to live the Mubarak life of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us all the means that will bring down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Save us from all the things that become obstacles, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're turning to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in repenting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're ashamed of all the wrongs we've done, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, despite all your bounties, Ya Allah, your countless favors, Ya Allah, and yet we disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you had to withhold, Ya Allah, the air that we breathe for free, Ya Allah, for 1 minute, Ya Allah, we'll be, Ya Allah, like fish out of water, Ya Allah, we'll be gasping for breath, Ya Allah, we'll be totally desperate, Ya Allah. Allah, you allowed us to continue breathing for ease, with ease, Ya Allah. Despite all the sins we committed, Ya Allah. Despite the breath, every breath we took and we repaid it with sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you still were so clement upon us, Ya Allah. So tolerant upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't send down that azab upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us respite, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but today in your house, Ya Allah, we're making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret what we did, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we firmly resolve we won't go back to it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we firmly resolve we won't go back to all those sins and vices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah from all the evils, Ya Allah. From the sins of the tongue, Ya Allah. The sins of the eyes, Ya Allah. The sins of the hands and feet, Ya Allah. The sins of the heart, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam made baddua. بَعُونَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُخْفَرْ لَهُ. May that person be destroyed who Ramadan came and he didn't gain forgiveness. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what will become of us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you shower your forgiveness upon us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. We make a firm commitment to you in this Mubarak moment, Ya Allah. In your house, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll not go back to the life of sin and vice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, will remove from our lives all those things that have trapped us into sin, Ya Allah. All those things that made us look at haram, Ya Allah. That made us speak evil, Ya Allah. That took us to evil places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to remove all these things from our lives immediately, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. We pledge to delete all the filth, Ya Allah. We pledge to, Ya Allah, block off all the filth, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Of istiqamat on the tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us, Ya Allah, remain firm and steadfast fast on this tawbah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us from every vice and sin, Ya Allah. Keep us under the shade of your mercy, Ya Allah. Keep us under the shade of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, what kind of life we live, Ya Allah. Disconnected from you, Ya Allah. From our Creator, from our Sustainer. From the one who nourishes us, from the one who's allowing us to breathe, who's allowing us to walk, who's allowing us to see, who's allowing us to talk. And we live our life totally distanced from Him, disconnected, and indulging in all the things that He has forbidden. Ya Allah, what kind of life we lead, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are ashamed of this life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret all this life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're coming back to you today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've turned our life and come back to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to shun all their ways, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to shun every inclination towards their ways, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Put the love of the sunnah in our hearts, Ya Allah. Enable us to live the sunnah in every aspect of life, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever time was already passed, Ya Allah, and we didn't use it correctly, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task for it, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, whatever time is left, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you enable us to use it correctly, Ya Allah. Enable us to use it in a way, Ya Allah, that you become pleased, Ya Allah. You become pleased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ni'mat of i'tikaf, Ya Allah, is purely your grace, Ya Allah. Purely your bounty and favor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you enable us to use it correctly, Ya Allah. Save us from whiling the time away, Ya Allah. Save us from wasting the time in anything futile, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of gaining your marifat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining your nisbat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bless us all with the nisbat of the awliya siddiqeen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us among your special friends, Ya Allah. Make us among your awliya, Ya Allah. Among those awliya, Ya Allah, regarding whom, Ya Allah, the Quran Sharif speaks, Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Ya Allah, those special friends of yours, who will have no fear and no grief, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us yours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who have passed away, Ya Allah, from our families, from throughout the Ummah. Ya Allah, you make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Raise their stages in the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our time is coming as well, Ya Allah. We don't know when Malakul Maut will be there, Ya Allah. When he will suddenly take our ruh, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in a state of preparedness for him, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant each one khatma bil khair, Ya Allah. Grant us death on perfect iman, Ya Allah. Raise us on perfect iman, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Bless us with the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us jannatul firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept each one's amal, Ya Allah. Accept the fast, Ya Allah. Accept the tarawih salah, Ya Allah. Accept the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Accept all the amal, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the efforts of deen taking place, Ya Allah. Out of your grace and mercy, accept it, Ya Allah. All that's taking place in the path of haq, Ya Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of khair and barakah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the schemes and plots that the kuffar are making, Ya Allah, against Islam and the Muslims, Ya Allah. You make it fail, Ya Allah. Make it fail, Ya Allah. Turn their schemes and plots against them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You grant each one afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who asked us to make dua for them, all who have raised their hands to this dua, Ilahul Alameen, fulfill each one's jaiz needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one barakat in their rizq, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You are the one who knows each one's heart, Ya Allah. What is the cry in every heart? You are well aware, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove each one's sorrow, grief, anxiety, Ya Allah. Remove each one's worries, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant barakat in every aspect, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, our greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the reality of what life is, Ya Allah. That the life is to prepare for the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Life is to connect with you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, fill our hearts with the beautiful akhlaq of Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, bless us with these beautiful muamalat and muasharat, Ya Allah. Bless us with the zeal of ibadat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, all that we have asked for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. But we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, without asking, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.